So I'm not usually one to name drop, but my brother, Pat Meehan, is Santa Claus. Sitting in his home office fresh from work, he's wearing black suspenders and a red t-shirt. There are at least six other Santa outfits in his closet, including a beach Santa. His thick white beard shimmers faintly with glitter. But even Pat gets that the over-the-top persona can be a bit much, starting with that laugh.
And so give me your very best, big and bold Santa.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Holy cow, my ears are blown out.
Pat says it's no wonder kids get rattled.
We go to a place where there's this big, hairy guy in a red suit with all the lights and all the drama that goes with visiting Santa at the mall or at a store or even at a parade or something. And we tell the kids, smile. Here, go up and sit on this guy's lap and smile. Now, that goes against everything we've been teaching the children for the last year.
So imagine what that's like for a child who is sensitive to sensory overload. Last year, before a holiday party for a group of children on the autism spectrum, Pat trained for what's called a low-sensory Santa. Sensitive Santa is no less jolly, Pat says, just a bit more reserved.
It's important for every child to have that experience, to have that feeling of joy and excitement. And, of course, it's as much for the parents as it is for the children.
Social worker Amanda Newsom at West Virginia University Medicine says the staff saw a need for a more welcoming experience.
In typical locations, there's a lot of loud noises that can be very, it can cause some anxiety in these kind of diagnoses, and then it can produce some behaviors from that. And so loud noises, sensitivity to lights, waiting in lines, we kind of wanted to eliminate that. So that's where the idea came from.
The idea is to give families a chance to experience Santa in their own time and in their own way. That includes activities to keep kids busy while they're waiting their turn, like making crafts or decorating cookies. Newsom says one child's visit made a lasting impression.
So we had one girl our first year that would come up and just touch Santa and then run away and then come back up and try to sit on his lap and then run away again and slowly eventually stood next to him. She never sat on his lap, I don't think. So it just allows that time. The parents don't feel pressured. They don't feel like they have to push their child to hurry up and go because there's other people waiting. You know, they could take their time and enjoy the other activities as well.
Recently in a Richmond, Kentucky YMCA, chains of white paper flakes turned a workout room into a Zen Santa's den. Santa Jared Raymer is a skinny, dark-haired college student wearing a baggy red suit. Sitting on a wooden rocker, not a velvet throne, he greets families brought in by a cheerful volunteer elf.
Santa's ready! We have more friends!
It's 45 minutes before a child goes directly to Santa. Some ignore him, some stare from a distance. And then there is Paul Smith. He comes in wearing only one shoe and quickly plops on the floor, fascinated by a bag of soft balls. Raymer majors in occupational therapy at Eastern Kentucky University. He eases away from his rocker, making a gentle approach.
Can I come take a picture with you? Let's smile for the camera.
And Raymer is soon crouched next to the boy, and it is Santa who is giggling with joy. As the cameras capture that often elusive photo, Paul reaches out to touch Santa's hand.
This year? Yeah.
For some parents, a cherished memento can feel like a Christmas miracle. As low sensory Santa himself might say, Merry Christmas to all, and to all, a good night. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan.